Fred, what would be your advice for the National Alliance for Youth Sports in terms of establishing basic boundaries for the young athletes that the coaches can stick to? So when a player acts out, Peter Roby talked about kicking off a pair of twins off the Harvard team, one of whom now is a regular correspondent, a medical correspondent for the Today Show, who said being kicked off the team was actually the best thing that ever happened to him, but because by giving boundaries, by letting him know that there was a place he could not go, that he realized he had to be accountable for his actions in a way he never had before.
Well, and you know, you stated it before, that I'm, when it regards to kids playing sports, in one time, it's a one strike and you're out deal because of what you just said, the educational value. We never stop, for the most part, to look and think of sports for kids. It's a very educational experience. I call it the outdoor classroom for kids to learn about life. And when you have coaches that can teach kids that when you screw up, when you do things that are really, really wrong, then you don't belong to this team. And then later on, kids will take that message and learn it when they go into life. That's the value of sports to me.
Dr. Jenkins, final thoughts before we let you go, and we'll move on to Luke Jensen and his take on those players that have discipline on and off the court itself. But what would be your final advice, Dr. Jacobs, on if you were talking to a Marvin Lewis and you're looking at what could be something that could kill him, not for what he does on the field, but because players, for whatever reason, don't respect, don't act on representing the team well off the field?
Well, I want to look at two things. Number one, the players that they're drafting and looking at free agency. I'd really want to do a thorough background about their personalities and their behavioral problems that they've had, if any. And then I would want to set up a real strong behavioral program with these guys and set some very firm guidelines. Here's what we allow. Here's what we don't allow. If you do this, this is what will happen. And then they've got to back it up. They've got to back it up, and these guys have got to be punished for what they're doing. They can't continue to get away with this and think...
Okay, that's a generality, though. I mean, they've got to be punished. I mean, there's a punishment. There's a fine. What is a punishment that really would make a difference? Because whatever they've been punishing them with at this point in Cincinnati is not working.
Well, I don't know what they're doing, Nick. I mean, that's the whole thing. We've got to look at exactly what it is they're doing, because what they're doing isn't working, and it needs to be more severe. I mean, I can't comment on that because we don't know what it is, but... Whatever.
No, I want to know what you say. I want to put you on the spot here. What would you do? Would you suspend them? And to me, suspension is the only thing that gets their attention.
I think you suspend them and you dock them and pay, because that's what's going to make a statement to these guys. When they lose their paycheck, that's what's going to hit them right between the eyes, and that's where you're going to really get them.